It is the Riot Podcast.
Podcast Woo! Time.
Almost Christmas time, everybody.
Yay! Who's excited? Whee! Raise your podcast up. Woo! Can we do that?
Hey-o! So this podcast contains a special guest star. It does, in fact, have David from Four Today.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's going to be included. He filled in for me, which was very much appreciated. So David from Four Today will be in this.
And again, I just want you to know, we just finished the Thursday show, and I have a little note that has come up. It's a reminder. It says, Obadiah and Nikki vacation tomorrow.
We're taking tomorrow
off. I don't know if you guys could hear it, but it's like, brr. So I looked down, and I was like, oh, it's one more thing I'm forgetting. Finally a reminder for something I already remembered.
Hey, we're going downhill. We don't have too many days left. We've got our Christmas show next week and a few other special guests as we get ready. And then before you know it, the Riot takes our annual Christmas break.
There are four Riots left. All right? Like, we'll be live next week, Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear us doing stuff live, 6 to noon Eastern.
Yep. If you check us out, you can find out where to listen through RadioU.com. Uh-huh. Or if you're a listener to our podcast, make sure you download our RadioU app, because you can also still enjoy our Christmas channel and the RadioU Yule log. You can watch that, but that's only through Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, we'll podcast this stuff, but next week, if you want to listen live, it'll be all Christmas music and lots of special band guests showing up on Christmas Eve. So that'll be good. Project 86. We're supposed to hear from Sullivan and a bunch of other people.
Wolves at the Gate, the ongoing concept. So should be fun.
Yeah, we got good stuff lined up. And then the end of the year.
Oh, you're smiling again. You are smiling. I don't see you smile often. It just lights your face up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys enjoy this podcast. Don't forget to connect with us through Radio U Riot on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. So make sure you like us there, and you can join the conversation over there.
Join the conversation. Hashtag join the conversation.
It's not a long conversation, really. It's up to you guys.
It is the Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
So, David, talk to me. What is this coffee? As soon as I handed him coffee, he immediately lights up and goes, wait. Have you had blank?
Blank.
What's the blank?
Nitro coffee. All right. It's nitrogen-infused coffee. I actually have it pulled up here. Right.
Okay, because what I thought this was going to be is like, no, nitrous coffee, you know, like where, like in the engine, and then they put the nitrous in and you're like, whoa.
And then your car drives really fast because of the caffeine.
But you're the car?
But you're the car.
Sweet. So like, what
you
do you
see Knight Rider, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like that.
So what is it?
So basically, you mix nitrogen with coffee in this crazy brewing way. Like the coffee's on tap. Okay. But it makes the coffee like very foamy and extra caffeinated. But the crazy thing is it has like this really weird body to it. Like when you pour the coffee right out of tap, it looks like it has cream and sugar in it. Like it's a really light brown and it's kind of bubbly and almost looks like it's carbonated. And then it changes colors from this light brown to a normal like
dark
coffee color. Right. Okay. Dark brown. But it still has like a good like few millimeters of like light brown foam on top, and then you drink it and it's unbelievably sweet, but there's no cream or sugar added.
Okay.
So imagine the jump from cold, like iced coffee to cold brew.
Right.
That same jump would be cold brew to nitro coffee.
Now, okay. When you say that they make it with nitrogen, like nitrogen is a gas at room temperature.
Right.
So are we talking like liquid nitrogen? Or is it some sort of like carbonation where it's like infused
it's
with?
It's infused.
Okay.
Right. So I don't know science things. I just know I drink it and it tastes good. But I wish I knew more about the brewing process so I could tell you exactly how it is. But
well, I've gotten fascinated with the idea. Where did you get this?
Like a mile up the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then like we're going to have to talk names and addresses when this is all over because.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to try this.
Not only is it a mile up the road, but I had it a mile up the road. And I always go to this coffee shop and they're kind of going through a whole like transformation process. Brought on like a young hipster dude who knows a ton about coffee and they're changing a bunch of stuff. The first thing he launched was the nitro coffee. And it was the first time I've ever had it. So I was like, I don't know. This is amazing. But I don't know on like the scale of standard nitro coffee if this is average or good.
Okay.
So then I went on tour and made it my mission to get as much nitro coffee as possible.
Right.
And this was by far the best nitro I've had anywhere in the country so far.
Okay, well, how many places, like coffee shops, did you go into and you're like, hey, nitro coffee? Because I imagine they're like, oh, you get that down at the Speedway.
So right.
Well, how many places did you go? We're like, oh, yeah, we got that.
I probably had it like, 15 times, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
On how many stops?
27.
Okay, so roughly half.
Now, I walked like 2 or 3 miles to get to some of these coffee shops sometimes.
Okay, all right.
Because normally when you're on tour, it's like everyone's like, oh, you get to learn about every city.
Right.
I get to learn about the half-mile radius around the venue.
Around the venue,
you know,
okay.
Like if I want to pay an Uber driver a stupid amount of money to take me to like, you
the
know,
Children's
mall.
Science Museum.
Right. Then, yeah, I could do that, but I'd rather just kind of save my $1,000 for a 4-minute ride and walk.
Right. Right. Okay. So, dude, you've kind of blown my mind a little bit. I've never heard of this.
No, it's kind of, you know how cold brew came up a few years ago.
Right.
Right. So, this is like the next step. This is just now starting to pop up.
I'm getting some of this.
It's amazing.
I have to know now.
It's incredible.
Okay. All right. That's it, dude. Like this is totally going to happen. Now, wait. You called it nitro coffee?
Nitro coffee.
Okay, because what I don't want to do is
order
walk
nitrous
in
and right. look like a big dummy.
What an idiot.
Right.
I really don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that at like the prestigious coffee shops.
No. I still feel like nitro coffee, to be honest, sounds really dumb.
Yeah, I would agree.
Anyway, hey, can I get some nitro coffee? Who is this guy?
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
David from Forza Day in the studio with me. Dude, real talk, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're
I appreciate
so welcome.
It. It's always a good time talking about, you know, Independence Day with you and
drinking coffee together.
Drinking coffee. And
your ears perked up? Is that the right word? Perked up?
I think perked. Perked. Up. Present tense.
Okay. All right.
Us in words today, man.
Really good at this.
Not doing well.
We heard Nick talking about how Amazon is pulling some hoverboards.
Why?
Well, okay. We have actually been talking about this for like the last week.
Yeah.
Because a couple of airlines last week announced, hey, you can't bring your hoverboards onto the flight. And you can't put it in checked baggage. They can't be in carry-on baggage. Like, we will not allow that device on board this aircraft in any way, shape, or form. The idea is they have enormous batteries in them.
Okay.
And if there's anything that's going to cause a fire with a device that you own, it is definitely the battery.
Right.
Like, the battery will wreck it.
Now, I understand the concern for safety, right? But here's my rebuttal. Have you seen how cool the people look when they're hovering around? Like, I know this could like spontaneously combust or whatever and burn the whole plane while
right.
it's in the air before it crashes and everything. But did you see how cool I looked on my way up here, just strolling through the airport up to my gate? If you saw how cool I look, you must have missed it. Because if you saw how cool I looked,
this wouldn't even be a discussion.
Right.
No questions asked. You know what? I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
Like,
Thank
I understand
you.
Where you're coming from.
Right.
But that being said, actually, forget it. I'm not on the side of the man here. I think they're pretty cool, too.
Yeah, cool guys, cool boards.
Do you
know?
Have one?
No.
Do you
no.
really? Like, okay, when you say that you want one, like, do you really want one?
Now, here's the thing. I want one. I want to get one of the ones that's like $200 that will probably randomly light on fire. Because I don't want to spend like a grand on one, because I know what's going to happen is I'm going to use it for a week because it's like, it looks fun and then I'm going to be over it.
Totally over it.
You know, so I don't want to spend a grand on something that I know I'm going to be over. Like, I'm not trying to actually substitute this for walking.
Right.
I just want to be able to say that I've ridden one and didn't fall off.
Okay.
And just have the ability to ride one whenever I want. For $200.
I think that seems mostly fair.
Yeah. Now, if it randomly like catches fire while I'm riding it,
you're suing.
I look cooler.
Obviously.
I'm going to say I look even cooler. Because now, not only is this man just semi-hovering, right, but he's doing it on fire. And if we go back to the Independence Day 2 trailer, anything where there's fire involved...
Way cooler.
...makes it cooler.
Totally cooler.
Right.
All right. I see where you're coming from. I've looked at these. The ones, I don't know exactly which one it is that Amazon is not going to be selling, but I do know that, oh my gosh, like it seems to me like the good ones are $600.
That's not, I mean, that's expensive. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of money, but like. If they were to launch these 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone would be like, oh, it's like $20,000.
That's
you
true.
Know? Like, and now it's like $600. Like, that's expensive, but not nearly as expensive as you would have thought a few years ago, you know?
Dude, Amazon yanked some of the highest profile ones right there. It
what
looks
about,
like they,
what's the company? Is it?
The Swagway?
Swagway. What a great company name.
The actual one that's called Hoverboard.
Yeah.
They pulled that.
Oh,
the
man.
The Swagway has been pulled. The Luray self-balancing scooter has been pulled. The Cool Reel self-balancing scooter also pulled.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Funky Duck electric sports scooter.
So what they're saying is the one that's left up? Is the Amazon brand.
Probably.
It's like, we pulled all these because they're dangerous. Just buy this one. It's $2,000.
The Amazon Basics hoverboard.
Right, now
available for $250.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so there you go. The hoverboard. Man, these are just... Okay, aside from all the talk and the news, I still don't actually know anyone who has one.
Oh, I've seen them.
I don't know anyone personally. Yeah, like I've been out somewhere and some guy bought one because he wants to ride it on his YouTube channel, but I have not met. Dave's like, yeah, I want that.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's the logical thing to do.
And I get that. I get it. I'm just saying, like, I apparently don't have any YouTube stars for friends because I'm asking around, like, hey, do you get a hoverboard? Do you want a hoverboard? And the answer is always, no, they're really cool. I totally get one, but I ain't buying it.
Right. Well, it's just like Vine stars. Kids on Vine, kids on YouTube.
Okay.
That's it.
Here's what I need then. Like, I think what we need to do is we need to find out a way to get one free. If we could figure out how to get one free, then we could have a really good time with it.
If someone just drops one off at the station in the next 20 minutes.
You're saying that you'll go. Man, you can't go to a store and buy this. You can only import this from Taiwan.
But have you heard about how Amazon's going to deliver things with, what are they called?
What,
there
like
we go.
The first
fly, you fly them.
Oh, drones. The drones.
Drones. Okay. Yeah.
So if Amazon could drone one over
Look,
here in the next 20
could
minutes.
You can have a drone drop off your
hoverboard. Man, you're living in the future.
This is crazy, you know?
Your drone brought your hoverboard. It's
right.
Perfect. But Amazon doesn't sell them, so you're out of luck.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
If you're wondering where Nikki is, she's on vacation today. David from 4 Today graciously filling in for us this morning. And I'm not saying that Nikki is gone because she's dying. All right? She's
right,
not.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. But I will tell you that when Nikki dies, I think I've found where we're probably going to bury her. I've got it figured out.
This is a very morbid discussion.
Well, I mean,
where
I
is
like
it?
To,
Tell
I like
me.
To, I like to talk to Nikki about when she's going to die because she gets really uncomfortable about it.
Right.
Because, and the thing I keep telling her is I'm going to do one of two things. I'm either going to prop her body up in here and just keep doing the show.
Just kind of like a...
freeze dried
like
or something.
Random,
the other thing
right.
is she's really afraid of cremation, so I keep telling her I'm going to have her cremated.
Right. Of course.
Because, I mean, that's what good friends do. They find your weaknesses, and then
and
they
then
just
they
go after it.
Yeah.
So, whether we cremate her or not, check this out. In Moscow, they just made an announcement that several major cemeteries in Moscow, they're getting free Wi-Fi. How great is that, right? I mean,
no.
You're like, hey, I think I've been buried alive, but I got my phone and
you know what? Sometimes when I take a selfie with great-great-great-grandma Judith, I just want to post it on Instagram now, and I don't want to use my data.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's like, hey, here we are hanging out at the Novodevichy Cemetery, and boom, I didn't have to use my data to make this tweet or to make this whatever.
Right.
Free
There's
going
to be all kinds of like, you know, hashtag funeral party, hashtag funeral selfie.
Well, yeah, because you're, you know, they're actually, that's a whole, have you seen like some of those tumblers that are people taking selfies at funerals?
No.
Oh my gosh. No.
Like open casket, like.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Or no. Some of it's intentional, some of it's not, but it's like, it's really weird. Like,
oh, yeah, it's weird. Super Come on. Weird.
Super weird. Oh, my gosh. So
whatever right. happened to people just like knowing to not do certain things? You know, it's almost like it's a lost art.
I don't know what it is you're talking about, like this not doing things. No, this is what people do. They take selfies at funerals.
Great.
Like, you do that. So, you know, whatever.
Apparently I need to start.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, everybody's doing it, bro.
Right.
You take a selfie at a funeral. And now if you do it in Moscow, free Wi-Fi.
Don't even have to use your data.
They say they're setting up zones of psychological comfort inside them. So that way you'll be able to check out YouTube, I guess, while you're...
For psychological, just check out, like, you know,
whatever.
This week's funniest Vine compilation.
You're watching Netflix, hanging at the cemetery. It's right. Totally normal. No big deal. See, this is the kind of cemetery I think Nikki can get behind, though, because she's someone that's very concerned Ooh. About data, and right. she likes to lay in bed with her iPad and stuff. Right. So, you know what?
This is it.
This is the place for her.
This is, I mean, this they made this for her.
Oh, yeah. It's a zone of psychological comfort for Nikki.
Right.
Hey, Nikki, what are you doing today? Let's get some coffee, go down to the cemetery, get some free Wi-Fi.
Right.
Woo! I don't even have a data plan anymore.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
All right. David from Ford today is here. And yes. Here we have space food. Takoyaki space food. Thanks again to Bobby for going to Japan and bringing this to
just
us.
Just tell him what it is one more time.
It's freeze-dried octopus.
Oh, you're
so
opening
here's what
it.
It tastes, it smells like seafood. They're like little, got a little biscuit here.
So here's the thing. I was all about like, oh yeah, let's try it. It'll be fun. And then I just Google image search.
No,
freeze-dried octopus.
Don't look at
I'm
it.
I'm not excited
don't look
anymore.
At it. Dude, this
kind of looks like a Red Lobster biscuit.
It does. It's like baked in there. You got little green flecks. Obviously.
I can see some tentacles.
Yeah, I see it too.
I see some tentacles.
I don't, I, you know what? I don't want to eat it.
I
don't want to eat this.
I'm just.
I actively am not interested
three,
in this.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Oh, it's gross. Oh, it's so.
I don't think it's that bad.
I hate seafood so much.
I don't really taste seafood. Just my ear. You can take the bag back. I don't want to hold this any longer than
it
I have
tastes,
to.
The seasoning is. What is that? It's not onion.
Is it octopus?
No, it's
almost garlicky. I
hate it so much. I hate it so much.
And I think it kind of tastes like a Red Lobster biscuit. Maybe I got a little bit of like a better chunk than you did. I don't know.
It does taste like a Red Lobster biscuit because it's whatever the heck the seasoning is. You know, I hate that it's stuck in my teeth a little bit. Whatever seasoning they put on top of a Red Lobster biscuit is inside that biscuit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No. I think it's more psychological. I think it's psychological. It was the weird, like, blast of seafood, followed by them perverting something I love, which is a Red Lobster biscuit.
Oh, it's the best kind of type of bread in the world.
Find me better bread than a Red Lobster biscuit. I defy you, sir.
Right.
You will not
will
do
not
it.
Happen.
It
Impossible.
Will not. That, on the other hand, oh, gosh.
I don't Why? Mind it. No, All I'm right. not going to go out and eat this on a regular basis.
I'm going to let you take it home. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you take that home.
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I just know that you want Nikki to try this.
She's not going to
First
eat
thing
it,
when she comes
why,
back
why
tomorrow.
Why do you think I saved it for you? Why do you think I saved it for you? Okay, now we've got these. These are our palate cleanser, I say. These are these little cookies that are, they're mushroom. I don't know. Bobby translated it for me. Let me see what it says. He's got it on this paper here. It's like mushroom, chocolate mushroom biscuits.
But here's the thing is we don't know if it's just mushrooms covered in chocolate or if it's candy that's just in the shape of a mushroom.
It smells so good.
So
it's
we're
the
gonna,
complete
we're gonna
opposite
say it's the latter.
Of that ridiculous thing we just ate. It looks like...
Oh, you just went ahead and did that one.
I'm in. Oh yeah.
These look great.
It's just a little biscuit.
A little biscuit.
That's all it is.
Just a little biscuit.
That's what it is. It's a candy cookie.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. you're not allowed to take that bag home because I want it.
That's why I'm handing it back to you. Okay, now, do you remember the, so the Dunkaroos?
Yeah.
It was like the cheese sticks, but you could get the dessert one, and this tastes like that. That's basically what it is. Just this a little, like, wafer, a little chocolate on there.
Yeah. All right, then we've got...
Is there another thing? Oh, surprise.
I'm not eating this.
What
this
is it?
This is a, let's see, is it lotus root? No, it's not. It's, is it salmon jerky? No. Like, some of this is gone. I think the other guys ate some of it. Here's caramel rusk.
What is rusk?
I don't know. Why don't you Google it real quick and tell me?
It came from R-U-S-K.
This food is made from carefully selected ingredients and methods. This came from a 7-Eleven in Japan. Luckily, you can't read what's on the back.
What is rusk? A light, dry biscuit or piece of twice-baked bread, especially one prepared for use as baby food.
Hey, great. We're eating baby food.
Yeah.
And octopus.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And little chocolate cookie thingies.
I wasn't going to go in for this, but here, I'll go for one more. See what you think.
Let's
like
do it.
This caramel rusk. This doesn't scare me.
No. It's like caramel bread.
Yeah.
It's like caramel stale bread.
Stale caramel bread.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I need that.
You want some more octopus?
No. I really, like, I sincerely don't want any more of that. It really grossed me out.
Yeah, it was weird. No, it didn't taste that bad. Like, if someone were to hand that to me and be like, try it, it's good. I'd try it and be like, yeah, it's okay.
I feel
but when
like
I saw the tentacles.
That's the thing.
When I saw the tentacles just peeking out of that, the little biscuit. Ugh.
I think that if I had not had that, or I had not seen that, I'd be fine.
Right.
But right now, I feel scarred by this experience.
It's just emotionally devastating.
Yeah.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
We were going to talk about something, but right in the middle emerged your meat stacking theories.
Oh, man. So
regarding
like
a Mongolian barbecue.
Right. So Brandon, the guitarist of my band, introduced this to me, and it's been, I mean, life-changing to say the least. So
great.
Normally,
change
you go
my
there.
Life, David.
Normally
change
you
my
go
life.
There, right?
Yeah.
And it's like $12 for one plate, mm-hmm. $15 for a buffet. So and you opt to do the buffet.
The thing is, if you're doing a buffet, then you've done it wrong.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I'm saying you should be able to build a bowl that does not necessitate a buffet.
And that's what we have discovered.
Okay.
That's what Brandon has discovered.
Right
so
here,
normally,
right here.
Here's how they set it up. You go in, step one, put your meat in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, vegetables. Step three, sauces and seasonings on the side, whatever.
Okay, sure.
Now, the downside is with vegetables being stacked, you know, you throw a ton of meat in your bowl, whatever. Then you've got to, like, carefully and strategically stack all your vegetables. And they start to fall off, and you're just making a mess.
And one answer to that is just not have any vegetables, but go ahead with your solution.
Right, but vegetables can be good
they can
on
be.
Things, you know?
Especially when cooked at a Mongolian barbecue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what he started doing was he would skip step one, go to step two.
Okay, so vegetables first.
Vegetables first, right? Whatever vegetables you wanted. At this point, meat is really easy to stack.
Well, because it's so heavy, so it probably pushes the vegetables down.
Right, and so there are times where normally, you know, if you can stack up, we'll say maybe 4 inches,
okay,
including the bowl. We've done like 8 or 9 inches just stacking.
Wow.
I mean, just a huge pile of utter nonsense that's been able to be like 3 meals.
I got to tell you.
Simple little shift, man. And it's life-changing.
That's really good.
Now, you kind of look like, you're being quote-unquote that guy.
Yeah.
Because you skip step one and go to step two, and everybody at step one's really upset because, oh, this guy's just doing whatever he pleases and has
no
respect for, you know, lines
authority.
Or whatever. He's just ditching and whatever, but they just don't know. They haven't been enlightened.
You know what? The thing is that I feel like a lot of people, you're right. I'm sure they got really mad at you. But when they saw you come back around and get in line.
Right.
And then, and again, they're still mad at you. They're still mad at you. And then when they meet you up at that semicircle.
And
they're on the other side looking at you and they notice that they can't see your face.
They can't see my face.
Because of the bowl.
Because of the bowl. Right.
They suddenly begin to go, something about that guy. Something.
You know what?
I want to be more like him.
I would even say that if I was in their shoes and I tried to see someone's face, but I couldn't over their humongous meat pile,
yeah,
I'd want to vote for them for president.
I think at the very least, you they're going to come over and say, like, hey, something's different about you. How can I get what you have?
Right. Mentor me.
How could you teach me what to do? Because that, I want to be like you.
I've never seen that before.
It's unbelievable. I will tell you right now that this conversation right here, it's getting locked in the vault. And when I end up at a barbecue place, which, you know what? I went like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So who knows? Like, it could be this week. I don't know.
It's probably about time again.
And
especially now with this, like,
with this
elevated
knowledge. With this knowledge, I mean, if really, let's say it's $12 for a bowl. Now that you've taught me how to get three bowls out of one.
That's $4.
That really, exactly.
Right.
Your price per bowl has actually shot way down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Of course, it's people like you that keep raising the price of the single bowl because of
But we won't get into that. Let's not talk about the downsides.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I thought Nikki seemed different when she came in, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
What could you put your finger on it?
She was in a higher resolution. She came in, and all of a sudden, she was clearer, and there was a larger color palette than I'd ever seen before.
I got my Christmas present early from Eric, and I got a UHD, so a 4K.
A 4K TV.
TV?
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, the picture looks so good!
Yeah.
Everything looks so good that the future is brighter on that TV.
Well, I'm sure that it is.
Very nice.
So tell me about what do you watch in 4K when you get 4K?
It has apps built in, so you can watch a few things through Amazon has it, Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
Netflix has 4K stuff.
Okay, was there anything that you would be like, oh, I would actually watch this that was in 4K?
Not so much. That's mostly Eric's stuff. A lot of shows that he likes.
Because I know, like, Daredevil and Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. I know that those are in 4K on Netflix, and basically anything Netflix makes
Netflix,
now in 4K.
If you want to watch that in 4K, you have to buy the up package
for it.
Yes,
it could be. Like $4 extra a month?
Something like that.
You drop $1,000 on a TV and you're like, $4
a
month?
That's too
much. Are you kidding me?
Eric just has to decide if he wants to watch enough that way, or he has a 4K
monitor.
So he's been, you know, he can watch other stuff usually at his desk. But it all looks super, super nice. YouTube has a lot of 4K stuff. That looks good.
Cool.
So it's very, very nice. And I was telling Obi, and this was the review, because mine is not a super expensive 4K TV.
I mean, there's a broad range of 4K TVs available.
Samsung has one more level up above this one.
Uh-huh.
But even the 1080 stuff looks so good.
Yeah.
Looks super good.
Well, there is something to be said for, like, when I switched up computer monitors this summer, like, mm-hmm. it's not just a matter of, like, hey, this is a 4K this or like a 1080p that.
So,
like,
4K content looks so great. It's more than that.
Yeah, like, there's also just an upgrade in the kind of the tech that makes the screen, because I had, like, when I switched monitors this summer, the difference between my old computer monitor, which was 5 years old, and my new one, it was just like,
it's like night and day, which I think that was probably the age of the TV that we had to begin with in that room.
Yeah.
So it's so nice. I was looking at, I was watching football on Sunday night. It was like, oh, it looks so good. Even has special settings for football and soccer.
Yeah.
In case you want it to be extra green.
Now, did you spend some time calibrating the picture?
Eric did not have to do a lot with that.
That's good.
Came out of the box really well set up.
That's good.
So you don't have to do too much. It did have an eco mode to it. Mm-hmm. So when you would turn your lights off and on in your room, and it automatically adjusts to the lighting.
Uh-huh.
But I felt like, at least for I was watching Transformers, because that was available in 4K.
And not to mention, Nikki's a huge Mark Wahlberg fan.
No, I'm not, but I watched part of it.
Just be honest.
Just to see, and I felt like the eco mode took a little bit of the brightness away that I wanted.
That's absolutely what it does.
On that movie, so I turned that part off.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't need it to be eco.
And he's like, you know what? Melt the ice caps. I need the 4K.
Brighter.
Come on.
But outside that was just, oh, it's so beautiful.
Well, congratulations. Merry Christmas.
I know, yeah.
You got a 4K TV.
I'm very excited. It was on sale. There was even a couple bonus deals with it, so it's the right thing to do.
Right on.
There was only three of them left when we went, so I knew.
I like it.
that Eric had to go.
It was the right thing to do.
It was.
Like, it was like there's some universal moral standard whereby Nikki conformed by purchasing said TV.
That was it. I mean, we just had to make sure we did that.
To know the right and have the will to choose it.
I was very proud of Eric. Yes, he did a very good job.
That's cool, though. Like, I'm excited. You're 4K because I always travel behind Nikki on TV technology. So now
I'm
that she's
push
4K.
You that.
I mean, it's coming, guys.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Christmas is 9 days away. I can't get my head wrapped around it, like, pretty much at all. It's crazy to me.
10 days away.
What's today? Is it Tuesday? Today's not Wednesday.
Today's Tuesday. I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever.
So says my Christmas counter.
Nine or 10 days. It doesn't matter.
Days.
It's like we're creeping up on it fast. And you're thinking to yourself that you can't find that thing. I might have that thing that you're looking for. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to get it here in time or not, but it would appear that in the UK, that's the United Kingdom of Great Britain, the English. In England, you can snag for yourself a Mary Pringles Christmas candle.
What's a Mary Pringle?
Well, you
Is
light
that a
yourself.
Pringles?
It's a candle that smells like Pringles.
Really? That's a great idea.
So let's say everybody's favorite Pringles flavor, pigs in a blanket.
Okay, that's where, you know, they're going to have their own flavors.
It's the UK, guys. So
it's going to be a little different than ours.
It's going to be the fish and chips candle.
Yes. Again, slightly different than maybe the flavors or the smells that we would jump to as an American.
All right. So we've got pigs in a blanket, Texas barbecue.
That might
Yee-haw!
Work. So I wonder if their Texas barbecue is like a different take on it.
Probably nothing like ours. They're like, you know, barbecue fish and chips. Just like you like in Texas.
That's right.
Okay.
You're like, why is there fish in this Texas barbecue? That's how it is.
And then there's the cheesy cheese candle.
All right.
You just put a wick and like some Velveeta and you're good.
Probably Bam. Burns.
And you can eat it. They don't want you to eat this stuff. So yeah, the Mary Pringles candle. You could have candles that smell like Pringles.
Those flavors of Pringles. Because for us, don't we have like an original flavor? Like that's what Pringles taste like?
Which is actually the best.
Yeah, that's the one people know the most.
I think they're just straight like, hey, Pringles, the best. Okay, remember how disgusting the peppermint Pringles were?
Ooh. Well, the white chocolate ones. The white chocolate peppermint.
Isn't that what it was?
I think so. Those were nasty.
That's bad.
And then they had a cinnamon one. That was nasty, too.
Wasn't that one better than the peppermint, though?
It was still on the bad side.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one's buying that again.
They had a few flavors where they forgot to get rid of the Pringle flavor, and instead it was Pringles with, like, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Or it was Pringles with white chocolate and peppermint, and that the underlying layer of Pringle did not mix well.
Not good, guys.
It should have just been peppermint white chocolate flavor and take out the Pringle flavor.
Basically, just peppermint bark is what we wanted to have a peppermint bark in a Pringle can, and they instead put something on a Pringle, and everyone was like,
unless you liked it, then great. You had a lot of cans to choose from.
Nobody. Nothing sat on the break room table longer than that thing of Pringles. It was like, November the next year. And people are still like, I still got these
still
Pringles.
Here. Those Pringles, I think those were a few years old, maybe 3 or something. And I don't think they've come back with a lot of other options.
No.
That was it.
No, but they're hoping to hit it big in the UK with their candles this year.
So if you are looking forward to a Pringle candle.
Yeah.
Why do they call it it's a Mary Pringle candle.
Mary Pringle. You know, just because everybody's having some
Merry
Pringles.
Christmas. Okay.
It's not very PC to really talk about Christmas these days. So for winter holiday, have a Merry Pringle. Perfect.
Actually, it could be a clever gift, but I doubt you'd get it in time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Expedited shipping. Buy it a seat on a plane. Whatever it takes.
No, it's Royal Mail. That's what it comes by.
You just listened to some of the Worst of the Riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
Look, man, people can be huge jerks, right? Right?
Especially around Christmas time.
I mean, come on. People can be jerks. Here's what's funny. It's like jerkdom comes for in a couple of different ways, all right? Like, there is the accidental jerk where it's kind of like, they didn't mean to be a jerk.
Maybe they're just having a bad day or
They just said it.
Yeah, something happened.
Like, that happened. Then there's the other one where there is the misunderstood jerk, where it's like, you're in a conversation, somebody's a huge jerk. They said something, you took it one way. They didn't mean it that way. They were saying something completely different, and then you got upset, and if you had asked them about it, they would have been like, oh, no, that's not what I was trying to say. What I was really trying to say was that you're a good person. I admire you.
And I'm glad you're lovely. You're here.
All right. Then there's the intentional jerk, which is the, I wanted to hurt your feelings. I said that on purpose.
And it worked.
I hope that you're at home right now crying yourself to sleep on your pillow.
It's hard to think, but there are some people that work in that level.
Those people exist. Here's the thing I got to tell you is that those people exist in every single subgroup, section, whatever, of all humanity. Everywhere that you go, you could go to a place where they're like, we're the nicest people. We're the anti-jerk league. And you know what? You could go to the anti-jerk league and encounter jerks. It would totally happen, which is why I'm telling you all of this, because you got to understand that even people that walk around and they're like, God is great. God is love. God loves everybody. Get out of my parking spot. People that talk about God's love can still be huge jerks. It's important to understand this because oftentimes a little transference occurs. Like, that person says God loves me. They're a jerk. God's a jerk. Newsflash. God's not a jerk. Okay? He is love. He wants to have a relationship with you. Christmas is the celebration of Jesus showing up and saying, hey, God cares. I want to have a relationship with you. I don't want to be a part of your life. Then you got people like me telling you that, and then you encounter me and you're like, but Obadiah is a jerk.
Accidental.
Could be accidental. God help me if it was intentional, but you know, whatever. All right. So understand that people are people everywhere that you go, and God is God. And one of the great things I'm thankful for is God is not like me. He is much better. Slowly but surely, he's trying to help me be more like him, but I'm still going to be human sometimes. So don't mistake the messenger for the message. Sometimes things happen. God still loves you. Jesus still wants to have a relationship with you. Let his spirit come into your heart, even though there are jerks in the world. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want to know what it's like to have a relationship with you. And man, God is all about that. You probably got questions. You can talk to God, your friends now. You can grab a friend that knows something about Jesus, even if they've been a jerk before, and talk about it.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at radiou.com.
This is the one, Nikki.
This is nerdy.
You need the Nighthawk. Nighthawk X8.
This is so nerdy, and you know what? I know deep down probably that's what we'll need.
My thing is, I feel like the Nighthawk X8 could be a motorcycle.
It actually sounds a lot like it.
Like I feel
I bet
like
you there is a motorcycle called a Nighthawk.
Honda. It's like a Honda? Kawasaki or like whatever, like definitely one of those, and it's black. Just to be clear, and it might have one or two.
I think it has a matte sort of and a glossy sort of design on it, but it's all done in black.
Yeah, don't you think the Nighthawk, though, could have, I'm not saying it does, but it could have a, what do you call it, like a fluorescent,
stripe,
like it would be LED, but like a little neon light
maybe,
on it.
Maybe, maybe.
Or as a Nighthawk, it has to go straight, like
stealth and
special
quiet.
Forces. Yeah, it's you can't even hear it.
It'd be nice if we were talking about motorcycles, but no, we're talking about wireless routers.
Yeah. Come on.
There it is.
Come on.
In case you're like, oh my gosh, the Riot is so, oh, that's what you're talking
about.
They're
getting about. The Nighthawk X8. It's a cruise missile. Wow.
No, we're looking at the Nighthawk X6 tri-band gigabit.
Six? What
oh,
are you
the looking? Eight? We're looking at the eight? Oh,
I mean,
how
if
many
you're gonna,
are there?
Okay, like, can I ask you a question? Would you rather have six X's or eight X's? Because I want eight X's.
Find the 8X or the X8?
At only $344.
Here's,
no, look, look.
It's on the X6.
Here's what I love. This
That's
is,
266.
They've got all these things that they explain to you, but this one just says,
wow.
Tri-band Wi-Fi delivers more Wi-Fi.
That's all I need to say. That's
it. I freaking love that. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. How about more Wi-Fi? This has got more Wi-Fi than that Wi-Fi.
I need the ability to have more streams through our wireless router without it causing problems. And so I feel like we need to move up in the wireless router world, but I didn't know we needed to go with a Nighthawk.
Here's what I think this says tri-band Wi-Fi delivers more Wi-Fi. I don't like that. I want tri-band Wi-Fi delivers the most Wi-Fi.
So we need
where
to look.
Is this is more Wi-Fi? I want to know where the most Wi-Fi is.
Were we looking at there's a D-Link one as well that's red. They look like spaceships.
Well, see, I was looking at the AC3200, which I thought sounded like a bomber or something. Like, what? It's the AC135. No, this is the AC3200 Ultra Tri-Band. That's what I was looking at.
That's the one.
And I love it because actually you could set it up with like some of your toys and pretend it's a spaceship, but it's actually just a router.
Your wireless router.
But see, that's for people like me. For you, Nikki, this one's...
Here's a Linksys dual band that's only $49.99.
Two bands?
I need more than that.
That's a Band-Aid.
No, the problem
is... what you need. You need something tool band.
The problem is my new TV, which was my Christmas present, operates on a different frequency and works better with something else.
AC.
And we need to probably upgrade that in order to have optimal, uninterrupted viewing stuff on our mini devices, because that's apparently all we can do at our house.
Okay, check this out. The Nighthawk X8. That's two more X's than the X6.
Yeah.
All right? Plus, all right, tri-band, quad stream.
These are power words.
Now, if it's tri-band, quad stream, if I can get four streams per band, that's 12 stream. I don't know if that works out, but if I take my 12 stream and then I multiply it by the X8, do you realize that's 96 somethings? Whoa!
And that's what I'm looking for.
We're just in the title. We haven't even dealt with the AC 5300 part of it, because I can't multiply 96 times 5300.
Has anybody used the Nighthawk motorcycle or Wi-Fi?
No. 6 gigabit Ethernet ports, aggregate 2 for faster file transfers, 4 active antennas and 4 internal antennas to amplify and maximize range. Nikki, it's more Wi-Fi.
I know it is.
So much Wi-Fi.
All right.
That is the best. Now, wait. Are we sure this is the one? Because we've got the...
I don't want to buy that one yet. I want gift cards, and then after Christmas, I'll buy the Nighthawk.
Wait, Eric. Here's the RTAC 5300. It's more expensive, so it's got to be better, right?
What's in that one? Look,
oh, my
Look
gosh.
Look under the hood.
It looks like the top of Orthanc. There are...
What is that?
Well, remember that castle in Lord of the Rings where Gandalf was stuck at the top for a while?
The eye guy?
Now, look at this rod. This is the one, Nikki. This is the one you want right here.
This is it. How much
is
this thing?
It has AI protection?
It looks like a spider, but flipped up the other way.
I'm telling you right now, you could put the Eye of Sauron right there above that, and people would think that's what it is.
That is the Lord of the Rings thing. They'll never steal it.
That is fantastic.
So do I need then the RTAC 5300 4-port gigabit gaming router with AI protection powered by Trend Micro?
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard, but the Wi-Fi is coming to your house. It's perfect, Nikki. It's
Please
everything.
Please look it up just so you can laugh at Obi's joke, because it really does look like that.
I want
that.
You to get this. Will you please buy this right now?
Put money in it. That's expensive. You need to put money in the pot so that I can have this wireless router.
Would you stop talking about money when there's something this beautiful in front of you?
It's ugly.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
All right. We want to say a big thank you to Anthony, who sent us some gingerbread Twix.
And to everybody who would email or tweet at us pictures of it. Because definitely, I feel like we got through most of the holiday items.
I agree with you.
This was like a straggler. This was one towards the end, and it was the Twix gingerbread Twix.
Twix, yeah.
That's how that goes.
I know. It felt like there should be one
A Twix
more thing.
Bar, yeah. But thank you again for sending those.
I mean, it's coated in chocolate. It doesn't smell any different than a regular Twix.
I guess I haven't had a Twix in a long time, so I don't remember quite what to compare this to, but I guess we'll give it a whirl.
Mm-hmm.
Right, gingerbread Twix.
Okay. Lots of caramel. Just caramel.
I haven't really haven't gotten the gingerbread yet.
Found it. There's your gingerbread. Mm-hmm. It takes a minute.
No, you do get it at the end. After the caramel goes away, then you start tasting the gingerbread. It's not bad. You don't like gingerbread, though, enough?
I think I like a regular Twix better.
It's a little bit like you're licking a gingerbread candle at the end.
It's kind of overpowering, huh? A
little bit.
It feels very obvious to me that it doesn't actually contain gingerbread.
It's just the essence of it.
It's gingerbread extract or something.
What did I say right here? Artificial flavors.
That's what it tastes like.
They're not lying with that.
I mean, it tastes like somebody gave you, like, here, just drink this jug of gingerbread.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, we just put it in there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the other thing. Like, it's not bad. It's just not what... I think it needs to be more subtle.
Got you.
Or maybe that's right. Maybe I can only appreciate things that are mint. Mint and peanut butter.
The one thing that we've noticed for almost all of the holiday treats, like the little Christmas trees, the red velvet ones, the peppermint ho-hos.
We should get some of those again before it's over.
All of those, at the end, it's where it's like, well, the essence of what they were trying to add to it always ends up being just a little bit too much artificial.
It's too strong, right?
Yeah, but not bad, but still a little too artificial.
I will say, like, you know, maybe we were a little hard on these Twix, but I'll tell you this. We're going to put those on the break room table.
Everybody will eat them.
Quite frankly, I don't imagine they'll make it to the end of the riot.
I don't think they will. We might go back again for another one later.
I'm going to need one more.
One more. The chocolate's pretty good on it. I think it's nice.
And the basic Twix structure, I think, is fantastic. And I'll eat a Twix. Oh, I'll eat a Twix.
It's just now. There's that gingerbread there.
Do you like gingerbread? Like, what's something else you eat?
Like a gingerbread latte I've had before.
Okay.
And that's not my go-to.
Me either.
So, it's
maybe
not,
that's it. Maybe we're just not gingerbread
people. Flavor.
Yeah. All right. Well, Anthony, seriously, man, thanks a lot for thinking about us, sending that in.
Oh, it was so nice of you.
Because Nikki and I, we try to find the holiday flavors. We try.
We just can't go out too often.
We just don't. Yeah, I mean,
problems happen.
So mobbed by people that we just...
And then they're like, you're buying the gingerbread Twix?
Yeah.
And then the whole store, everybody else buys them. We got to leave. It just doesn't work out.
Causes a scene.
No, it's very sweet of you to send those.
Hire a traffic cop to, you know, get people in and out.
They love you.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
We were talking earlier about how I can't be the obnoxious person I need to be without a cup of coffee. Coffee feeds
the obnoxious part of it.
Yeah, totally. Lack of sleep combined with coffee, this is what you get. Something I haven't done, and I've always lived... I feel like I was... I don't know that this actually happened, because what I think may have happened was that I could have been visited by the ghosts of Obadiah present, and there was a vision that was given to me. I was at a gas station... very early one morning, and I didn't have any coffee, and I went in and got coffee, and I got some soda, and I was carrying them out to my car with me, and I was standing there speaking to the gentleman behind the counter.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in front of me. He bought 2 cups of coffee and 2 5-hour energy drinks.
Ooh.
And
that was just for him, you assume?
No. I watched him out in the parking lot. I saw... this man, or I think I saw, again, I think it could have been a vision, and I saw him down the 2 5-hour energies and start on his coffee.
Oh, my God.
And I said to the cook, I said, did you see that? And he said, yeah, that guy comes in here and does that every day.
Yeah, that worries me.
And I grabbed him by the shirt, and I said, spirit, are these things that must be or things that may be?
Yeah, you want to tell him to not let you get to that point.
I'll change.
And you come back. You've gone backwards with all the stuff that you drink.
Well, Nikki, once the universe has given you a vision.
Yeah, you got to make some changes.
At some point, you've got to walk back from the cliff. You got to sit down and think about your life, which is why I feel that... Antonio here, if only he could have had, maybe he had a vision and he did not heed the warning that was given to him. Antonio got busted over the weekend. He broke into a like a grocery storage warehouse and stole about $22,000 worth of 5-hour energy.
There's some money in that. You could sell that out of the back of your trunk.
You could.
And I bet people would be buying.
I bet they would. I could see that. I mean, I will tell you that right now in my bag, I have a 5-hour energy.
That's sort of your emergency break glass sort of thing, though.
It is. That is, hey, we're at an event and I haven't slept. We're at a whatever. And, you know, people expect the monkey to dance. So,
and not a depressed monkey.
Right.
They want you to be front and center, ready to go.
So I have some monkey juice in there just in case things go
you
way
need to
south.
Perform.
Right. But that being said, and that's how people get hooked on drugs. But we don't have to talk about that right now. But he stole this stuff. And what is it? $3-4 like per bottle? Does that sound right?
I don't remember. I don't have an emergency one.
You don't have an emergency?
Nope.
Well, that's because Nikki is able to draw on the power of her mind. And I can't do that.
I go deep down. There's something that I need. If I need it, it's there in emergency situation and it comes out. It doesn't last as long, but it's there.
I don't have it.
Yeah, but if he doesn't get caught, or I guess since he's a news story, he got caught.
Oh, no, he totally got busted.
Yeah, that's some money, though, if you could do that without getting caught.
Yeah, would you buy 5-hour energy out of a guy's trunk,
though?
People
would totally.
I mean, I guess it's sealed. They have those little seals around the top of the bottle.
Yeah, I'm sure people would.
Okay, maybe. So they ended up busting him, but they're looking for his buddy. And here's what I love so much. If you have any information leading that could lead to the arrest of this individual,
you need a tattle on him.
You call 1-888 lock you up.
Yes. All right. Now you know what to call.
1-888 lock you up. Now for us it's 877-2 radio U. They got clever too. See, ours is a clever little number.
You know you have to go with that.
888 lock you up.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
It's time for us to say a huge happy birthday to whoever's birthday it is.
Congratulations.
Today's Jane Austen's birthday.
Oh, I did not know this.
Of course, she's Deed. But if she were alive today, it would be her birthday. Danielle Lloyd. She's a model. Billy Gibbons. A bunch of people I've just never heard of. It's their birthday.
But it's nice that you're still reading the list.
Here's what I love, though. According to some new research, they're saying today is the single worst calendar day to have a birthday.
All right.
This is the day.
Congratulations.
They say that today is the day that family and friends are the most likely to be, and given what we just talked about, are partied out from Christmas.
They're mad already. They're already just on to Christmas, and your birthday's now in the way.
And they are more likely on this day than any other day to be out of money for buying gifts.
I always thought it'd be terrible to have your birthday so close to Christmas.
Well, apparently today is the, like, tomorrow is better than today. Now, I don't know why.
It's just
exactly
something about today.
They say the distance from the payday, the proximity to Christmas. It just all comes together to this to be the worst day. They say the best day to have a birthday is July 28th.
July 28th?
But see, I would argue that because that might be true like after you're 18. But when you're in school, do you know how bad it sucks to have a summer birthday?
Well, then, yeah, none of your friends are probably around.
You don't get to go to school on your birthday, which you're like, yay, good. But no, that school on your birthday was the best because, like, you got the little ribbon and you get, like, the thing and you get to bring the cupcakes and you get, it's my birthday party!
What grade was that?
It doesn't matter. Okay. All right? It might have been.
I don't remember that. I just thought it was all terrible.
It may have been earlier in my career as a student.
Kindergarten,
but,
perhaps?
Hey.
When you didn't have to go the full day.
When I was in kindergarten or first grade, my dad brought a Darth Vader cake. That was killer.
I bet you were popular.
Could have been my mom. I don't remember. One of them showed up. There was a Darth Vader cake. I remember. It was awesome.
You remember
awesome.
The cake? That's all you remember.
I don't know what year it was. It was something.
Are you sure that was you? Not just a...
No, it was me.
A TV show or a movie you remembered?
You're just making it up. No, it happened. It happened. So, yeah. Hey, you know what? Screw them all. Have a good birthday anyway.
If you get yourself
your birthday,
a Darth Vader cake.
Get a cake. Share it with your friends.
Show up at work.
And when you hand them some cake, be like, look, just because it's close to Christmas doesn't mean you can't. You still have to buy me something.
This is going
to
be a great day.
Woo! Nothing like waking up to hear that today's the worst day for a birthday. And you're like, I know, because it's mine.
It's probably also bad, too, because, I mean, it's a Wednesday. So a lot of people will celebrate on a weekend. And this coming weekend seems to be the last hurrah for a lot of the Christmas parties and shopping and stuff since it's the last weekend before Christmas.
Throw yourself a birthday party today. You know what? Invitation, for one.
Okay, you go have a good lunch wherever you want.
You do what you want today. It's your birthday. And who cares what these researchers say? You know what makes today the best day for a birthday? It's you.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
You know, these days Pepsi's just killing it. Bringing back failed beverages from the 90s. And now they've announced that Gatorade, which many of you want to drink, but it's the harmful chemicals that you find in Gatorade that you feel like you just can't allow yourself to have. You don't put that in the shrine. And so it appears that they are hearing your cries, and sometime next year, you're getting organic Gatorade.
Oh, really? Wonder what will make it special and organic.
Like, it only comes from gators that were raised on the real earth.
You're right.
The earth.
Yeah, composted gators.
What?
Well, no, I think it's just the sugar stuff where a lot of times if you watch the commercials.
Yeah.
You feel like to be an athlete, you should be drinking Gatorade.
Yeah.
But then if you really look and get down to it, for the performance-enhancing beverages, none of us are really that level of athlete, and it's not quite doing it.
No, man, I'm drinking Sunny D. That's got everything I need.
The worst. What is that? You're so ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
For that. That's not orange juice. And so
it's an orange drink.
If you are wanting something a bit more less processed, then maybe the organic Gatorade will cover that.
That's ridiculous. Sunny D comes from only the finest D's that have been sunnied.
That's sunlight right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's fortified with vitamin D.
I bet you Gatorade's been hurting a bit with, there's so many other more natural, like coconut water and
Red Bull and Monster and
others that, and help
other
with
things.
Your sports performance.
Right.
So, yes.
So now they're going to go organic. And then this is going to put them back on top right here. This is going to be the one.
I didn't know they were hurting like that.
Well, I didn't know they were either. I'm just making that up. Like, but they say that a lot of people they want to. Like, I want to drink your Gatorade, but
every so often I'll get just this taste for the fruit punch Gatorade.
Really?
It's got to be really cold, though.
Okay.
Super, super cold, and not just on ice. Like, that's cooling it down.
Yeah.
To me, it's got to be coming cold. And just, it's got this taste about it. It's probably the sugar. It's probably everything they'll take out of it.
Probably what it is.
Yeah.
When I was training for half marathons, I would buy Gatorade, and you can buy it. Like, if you buy it in bulk, you can get it so cheap.
I just don't get as many of the flavors that I like in bulk.
Okay. So I would take it, and then I would basically drink a half a thing of Gatorade. So, like, I would pour it out and then fill the other half of it up with water. And that's what I would drink. I would use that at water stops and stuff. But like just straight Gatorade, it was always like, oh, it was too much. The aftertaste was powerful.
Artificial?
Yeah. Well, like chemicals, but not anymore.
So we'll find out and see what organic Gatorade will taste like.
It's going to put me back on top.
I
know that's for sure.
I'll put you on top, tip-top shape.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Last night, one of my roommates made an announcement to me that has me a little concerned. See, I've been taking antibiotics for about 11 months now, I think.
I know it feels longer than it has been, but you went through, were on your third?
Three rounds of antibiotics. Those antibiotics weird me out. Doctors say they don't. I don't care what they say. I get paranoid, nervous,
anxious, agitated,
so irritable. And it's so unfair because when I'll forget about it, then I'll get so unbelievably angry and be like, hey, guy, it's just the pills. And then you call the doctor and they're like, you're crazy. It's not real. It's real. So been fighting this forever, whatever. And one of my roommates announced last night, I'm not going to say what symptoms they were having, but they were completely unrelated to the symptoms I've been experiencing.
Yeah.
It's a new kind of sickness.
Which is?
Well, I'm not saying, but it's, let's just say right now, let's imagine my body being cut in half. My symptoms have been on the northern half of my body.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Right?
So now your worry is that you've had all this sickness. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, come on.
Hopefully your antibiotics have kept you from being able to get more sick.
Other sick.
We've had other stuff floating around here and there.
Oh, it's floating.
But now there's a whole new set of symptoms of a possible new disease that we need to make sure that we're not going to get.
I can't.
No one wants it. No one. If you're sick, don't come near any of us.
I can't do it again. All right?
What if you get it?
No! No!
What if you get the flu?
No! Don't say that!
Either the stomach flu or the other flu.
I'm out of sick time. I'm out of sick time.
I know you are.
I don't have any left. I've been the sickest. All right? Sick, 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 sick. And it's barely getting better. So I'm in a weakened state. And now there are these viri that are floating in the air.
You could get something else.
They're coming for me, Nikki, which is why I'm going to have to move in with you for the weekend.
No, I've been fighting some nose thing. It hasn't crossed over. Like, I haven't taken medicine yet for it, but I get mad. I don't want to get this. I don't want anything anybody else has. I do not want it.
Sing it, sister.
So don't.
So you're okay with me moving in this weekend?
No, you're a carrier. You've got all this stuff. I'm not afraid.
I'm not.
No, you could come see my new TV then, so maybe you can just stay in the living room.
All right, what about this? You know, like those outfits that they wear, that they're like orange and they're hermetically sealed?
Oh, with the hoods and stuff?
Yeah,
I'll
come over and watch TV with you wearing one of those.
Okay, as long as you're on the other side of the couch.
But I mean, like, you've got an extra bedroom, right?
Yeah, you can stay
Spare
upstairs.
Room? All right, well, I'll just go in there. I'll have to move a couple things in. Is there a guest bathroom?
Yes, there is.
And shower?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
You can have your own little area.
All right. I'm just going to...
Oh, I don't want sick like that. I do not want that. Dr. Seuss. I do not want this sickness.
I don't want it in a house. I don't want it on a car. I don't want it near or far. I do not want your disease. I do not want it. Get away from me, please.
Yes. Someone write that book. Well, just again, stay away, guys. If you've got a sickness, just don't.
Oh, man.
Don't bring it.
I don't want to be sick.
I want us to bring our A game, not our sick game.
Hey, I've been bringing my A game.
Hey, you've been strong
through the sickness.
You've been really sick, and I've been very proud of you. You've been really strong.
I haven't. I mean, I've said a couple things I regret.
It's just like any other day.
I've been sometimes maybe upstairs. I've even said things I regret. Sometimes at home, I've said things I regret. But I've been trying to remember to apologize to people. Listen, I can't take this. If this happens, I'm just going to disappear. I'll just be gone.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Let's talk about Christmas merch. If you're thinking you want some Radio U under the tree, shop.radiou.com. Before this weekend, chances look good of you getting it. You start buying Radio U merch next Wednesday, don't look for Santa to be wearing a Radio U sweatshirt
that
when he comes down the chimney.
That'll be too late, and that includes the Radio U hoodie, which Obi was talking about for our sweatshirt, and then the Radio U bubble tee, one of our brand new designs, and you can find those through shop.radiou.com.
That separates Radio U from Kohl's, which they just announced that starting tomorrow at 7 a.m., they are going to be open until 6 p.m. on December 24th.
Oh, they're staying open 24 hours a day?
So you want to go to Kohl's at 3 a.m.?
Well, sometimes it actually is nice to find a place if you're up early. And I guess then you could do your Christmas shopping.
Go to Kohl's, man.
Yeah, all right.
They're going to stay open 170 hours.
I'm sorry,
straight.
Is that all the employees applauding? Is that noise that I hear? Excited, cheering, wonderful, they're happy.
I'm sure they're thrilled. Apparently, this is the third year that Kohl's has actually done this. The company will offer last-minute shoppers a plethora of deals and extra savings.
They're so excited. Do you even know what a plethora is?
I hope they do.
Okay, good.
Because they're the ones using the word. So that's the deal. 170 hours straight. Man, who draws the short straw on that one? Like, okay, we're going to need everybody to be here. You're working midnight to 8.
And normally at a daytime time, now you're one put on the, overnight shift.
Dude, the other thing I wonder too is like, let's say we show up at Kohl's at 3:30
in the morning.
That to me is the time where like the morning people aren't up And the night people are probably asleep.
How great would that be? Yeah, fine. You're tired for one day. You get through that. Just get up early. Go do your Christmas shopping.
That actually is, it's probably not a bad idea. You could hit Kohl's like Friday morning at 3. You're done.
Now, Kohl's doesn't realize that I actually just usually do my shopping online, which has the tendency to be open all the time anyway. So,
Nikki, don't tell them.
But it's nice of them to offer.
Some people like to get out in the stores.
No, I know. You got to see
sickos.
You got to see what you want to buy.
Yeah, but and I mean, let's face it. There's a really good chance Kohl's doesn't have what I want for Christmas. But you know what? If you were thinking to yourself, what I really need are housewares and new socks.
Then you're good.
You're getting it. A crock pot. Thanks, Mom. I've always wanted a slow cooker.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Chris, why are you standing in the corner?
He's observing something.
Chris is our broadcast engineer, light bulb changer.
Extraordinaire.
He does everything. And now he's just creepily standing by the Christmas tree watching us.
No, he's observing so that we can get some new equipment in here. And well, he just wants to know, like, well, what do we need?
The fact that he's observing makes me want to do something we don't normally do.
So we can
rebuild everything in a way that's not practical or that we'll ever use.
And that's kind of you, yes.
Just because I like
So just ignore him. He's just over there. He's not here.
Do you know that the act of observing changes the very thing you are observing?
I agree.
I know, because instead of talking about red velvet Oreos, we're talking about Chris the whole time.
What about red velvet Oreos? Those were good.
Church's chicken, can I get an amen, has just introduced red velvet Oreo honey biscuits. First off, did anybody know that Church's Chicken had regular Oreo biscuit bites?
I did not know this.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to Church's Chicken. I don't even know where there is a Church's Chicken. But I remember that we used to drive past one, and I was like, we go to church, and that's a church that has chicken.
Why can't I go there?
Granted, I was not that old when I had those thoughts.
It was very young, your innocent thought.
But it was next to a Dunkin' Donuts. The Dunkin' Donuts that my dad and I would go to before we went to church.
Just look at that.
I mean, I got to tell you, it's burned into my mind. It just is. Well, Nikki, finally I got a reason for us to go back to church. Red velvet Oreo honey biscuits.
Those look interesting.
I'd eat them. I want to try them.
The biscuit part that's weird, but...
That is kind of weird. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember, was it 1 year ago, 2 years ago, that we went to Denny's and they had the red velvet...
It's kind of like Hush Puppies, but I mean, it's not kind of.
But
it was
red velvet.
Hush, but yeah, it was a sweetened sort of biscuity thing.
Just close your eyes with me for a minute and just remember what it was like. Remember the weird smells when we walked in? Remember the steel reinforced chairs that they had there for the larger people that would often come to Denny's? And then remember ordering the red velvet, whatever the heck it was called, and then taking a bite out of happiness. And it was just like, this is weird.
This is it. The Oreo biscuit bites are like the biscuit mix mixed, the honey butter biscuit mix mixed with Oreo cookies topped with vanilla icing glaze. So it looks like a donut hole kind of,
oh, yes.
But it's a biscuit base and it's red velvet Oreos in it instead of just regular ones. I wonder if that's good. I bet it is.
I'm going to give you a sneak preview. It's good.
It's good. One of the quotes on this article is, shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
So I think others are probably agreeing.
It's perfect.
But I've not been to a Church's Chicken in again forever, so.
I've never been.
You never?
Nope. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah, but
I
never went in.
Told you before.
I went in once because there's one that went in probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Over by the grocery stores over there.
No, that was Popeye's.
Oh, that was Popeye's. Maybe I've never
Church's.
Been there.
That was
probably.
Popeye's.
That one was there for like one night, and they were so mismanaged that it was closed
store.
The next day.
It was
totally closed. So. Then I bet you I've not been to a Church's Chicken.
When is Popeye's open? It's open from 10 until 2, and then they're closed forever.
It was so weird because we went like the next day, and we're like, where did it go? And it was gone.
Not enough spinach.
Yeah, nothing left.
I want these.
Okay.
We need to find out.
Well, just look it up and see where they're at.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
I've had two peppermint chocolate dipped brownies and a chocolate covered Biscoff.
Are you good for a few minutes? Or?
I feel great.
Are you going back? And did you have any hot chocolate as well?
No, not yet.
Need something to wash it down.
Here's what I love. It's like, if you didn't get enough chocolate, we have a liquid kind that you can get that way.
Eh, whatever works.
Let's talk about datenightmovies.com.
Mm-hmm.
You and your significant other, whether this is the first or the billionth date, sit down to watch a movie together, and you know how it is. One of you wins. It's a his movie or a her movie, and that's it.
Oh, who gets to pick?
So Date Night Movies does this. You each pick a movie, and then it gives suggestions on movies that it thinks both of you will enjoy. All right, Nikki, let's go. What's your movie?
So like, say I want to watch, Hot Fuzz or Pride and Prejudice. Those are my two favorites.
Let's go with Pride and Prejudice.
That would be the one that maybe have the most argument if no one wanted to watch it with me.
Okay, and then let's say that I wanted to watch, how about John Wick?
Sure.
Okay, let's pick that. That's recent action film. Here are the suggestions that it gives. Sherlock Holmes, the first one. No, you're out on that?
I don't want to watch that one.
Guy Ritchie, did you ever watch it?
No.
Oh, see, I think you would actually.
Jude Law. Just, it's a thing. It's really weird. So there's just a couple. I just don't care.
You don't like Jude Law and you also don't like the other
guy. George Clooney. I don't care for him.
All right.
Or Matt Damon.
Other option, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. All right.
This might make it worse. I was just fine with the first choice.
All right. Road to Perdition.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Is there anything a little bit more lighthearted?
Kill Bill Volume 2.
A little less.
Okay. All right. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Again, I was hoping for something, you know, we could kind of...
Miller's Crossing.
Which one's that?
I don't know. It came out in 1990.
Probably not.
All right. Well, okay. We'll back it up a little bit then. Let's choose a different movie for you. You said your other one was Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, that I think that's a perfect date night movie.
It sounds to me like, from my perspective, I think everything that you want to watch, you just have your one movie. And if it didn't suggest your movie back to you.
No, that's not how this is.
All right. Well, we changed it up. Now we've got Kill Bill Volume 1. So
I'd stick with Hot Fuzz.
Crank.
Which one was that one?
That was Jason Statham. And is Crank the one where his heart, if he doesn't keep going, his heart stops? Okay, there's that. Then there's Shoot 'Em Up. That's got a guy, I thought you, what's his name, Eric? Let's see. Let me click it. I can't remember the guy's name. I think that's somebody that you like. He's a British actor. I don't know, whatever. War. Also with Jason Statham, this time with Jet Li.
They really like Jason Statham.
Bad Boys 2, Machete. Wow, this one has a ton
Clive
of
Owen?
Suggestions.
Is that Clive Owen?
Clive Owen, that's who it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Roadhouse. You're a huge Patrick Swayze fan,
You're
right?
You're not giving me a lot that I want to watch.
Sabotage, Machete, Machete Kills.
No, it seems a little violent.
Wait. The Machine Girl.
Now, Hot Fuzz is violent.
She has
violent,
a machine gun for an arm.
But it's funny violent, so it's different.
The Italian Job?
Nah.
Hollywood Homicide?
Nah.
Okay.
This
has a huge list.
This reminds me of, there's also a website we used for like one moment where if you put in your zip code, it does the wheel of what restaurants are around your area.
The wheel of lunch.
To help you pick which lunch that you want to have.
Yeah.
But you just keep spinning again because it's not stopping where you want it to.
You know what, Nikki? This was trying to help. All right. We're trying to help. And now you're picking holes in the help. Okay.
Probably.
That's what
I
you're
find
doing.
Like the help ones are worse than what we gave as options. I'd watch John Wick. I'd watch
See, that's
Pride
the
and
problem.
Prejudice
we
or
shouldn't
Hot
have picked,
Fuzz.
We shouldn't have picked John Wick.
I think we picked quality movies or more.
How about this?
A little bit more quality.
All right, let's change mine to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
All right. We still get Sherlock Holmes, but now Men in Black has been added to the list.
Anything else with Jason Statham?
No, he hasn't made an appearance. No, Jason Statham. You have eliminated him. You did get the A-Team, 22 Jump Street, The Avengers, Skyfall, The Dark Knight Rises. These, I say they're not helpful because it's like, pick something that I haven't seen a million times already.
Sure.
All right. Oh, and Beverly Hills Cop made the list.
That actually could be funny.
All right. Well, it's datenightmovies.com. This apparently will be a tool for you and that special person to further the argument.
I feel like it might actually add more stress. Yeah.
That's a...
to it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think by the time you get through this list, you're not going to watch any movie.
You might have actually broken up.
Why don't you just go home?
Oh, don't do that. Don't.
Or maybe
watch your tone, guys. Watch your tone.
You both get a tablet, sit next to each other, watch your own movie.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I've been trying to remember to get started on my light therapy early this year for seasonal affective disorder. It's undiagnosed for me, but it's the real deal, and I just found my first infographic on seasonal affective disorder for the year, and it reminded me, oh yeah, That's
coming up.
Now, it's interesting that they estimate that about 10 million Americans suffer from SAD. Now, SAD is basically, they think, triggered by a lack of light throughout the day.
Well,
and you experience depression as a result.
It's not like a weather thing. I used to think it was a cold weather. But if you're anywhere right now, it gets dark at like
5.
At like 4:35, 5:30. Which compared to the summertime when it gets dark at like 10, you lose a lot of light. And so you tend to just get a little bit more sad than you normally would be because your body needs that.
They say the SAD starts usually between the ages of 18 and 20. So like as a kid, you probably didn't experience it. Did I say about 10 million Americans?
Mm-hmm.
About 1 to 2 million Americans on top of that experience winter blues. Now, some people will say like, oh, I'm depressed because of winter. And most of the time, physical activity, like working out more, will actually take care of that for the average person. But with SAD, it's actually a lot rougher. And it's basically like depression. You experience tiredness, fatigue, irritability, trouble concentrating.
Now, I know that sounds like every day.
Right.
Poor sleep.
Crying spells.
That, again,
body aches.
Is every day. But this is where it's really bad.
They say that it runs in families. So that if you have a family member that suffers from it, you're more likely to have the same problem.
Between co-hosts. Because, you know, like one co-host gets it and the other one just feels it.
Yeah, it could be that. I will tell you, last year, I had the worst bout of it that I'd probably had in 5 or 6 years.
But I don't recall you using your light box as much.
Maybe not. But I just know that I remember there were two very specific times in January and then again in March where I was just like, I was a wreck. It was, I mean, it's tough. Because it's literally like you don't want to get out of bed, but you're not sleeping and you just don't want to do anything. It's like, hey, do you want to? No.
And again, I know joking aside, we all are like, yeah, we don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But it's different when your body really doesn't want to do anything.
So the light therapy has helped me. They say that like you can treat it. They say three different ways. One would be phototherapy. Now, you can use antidepressants, but that's not necessarily, they say, the best because the light, for most people, actually cures the problem itself. Temporary or permanent relocation to a more hospitable climate.
That's now, Nikki, an option. Bring
now,
that on.
I am going to need the station to pay to move me twice a year.
Well, let's see if your medical will work on that.
Okay. And then they say therapy. And, oh, they have a little couch for therapy. Like, that's their icon for
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's better just to talk it out.
Tell me about your mother. So there you go. If you think you're that person, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I will say I got a light box and it seems to help.
Sometimes I think even if for people, if it's like a placebo, it doesn't matter if it at least helps.
Hey man, if it helps.
It's no big deal.
You see what Nikki just said? She doesn't think the light box helps me.
Yours helps you for sure.
It really does.
I can actually be the witness to that. Because I know it helps you.
Yeah, when I got that light box 2 years ago, but something to think about as we head into the winter, maybe some preventative measures. That's what I'm trying to do, because if I could just not do that, I'd be good with that.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Nikki, are you itching or trying to get my attention?
No, I just was itching.
Just itching. Okay. You know what it is?
What?
It's all that stuff you're putting in your hair for the platinum. It's starting to eat at your scalp.
Oh, is it?
It's probably what it is.
Actually, no, when I do go get my hair done, you know, like if my roots start to show.
Mm-hmm. Like Jimmy Fallon?
It does tend to burn just a smidge.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I've had it done before. It hurts.
It does.
It does hurt.
And then sometimes you'll scratch like a couple days after and it'll just be like a scab. It's like, it's just your skin, you know, healing. It's fine.
But with a proper moisturizing treatment, it's no big deal.
And it's what it takes just to get the hair the color that you want it to be. And that's, again, fine.
You do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in some circumstances, doing what you got to do is it's extreme, which is brings me to an important question here, Nikki. Remember the story of the guy who spent 15 months at sea with the other guy? One of them died.
Yes.
So he ate the one that died.
Did he ever say he did, or was it just not talked about?
I don't see anyone coming out and confirming, like, yes. But a couple days ago, they filed a civil suit. His family is suing the other guy for eating him. Which, you know, I'm sure he feels bad about it already.
Well, no, it goes back to, I just can't remember that story. Did he fall like overboard, or was he dead? And then, yes, I don't like to think about those
things. You mean like, did he kill him and then eat him?
No, or did he not eat him? Like, was he just, did he fall overboard if he was dead?
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Sometimes like in movies when they're shipwrecked
okay,
and stuff.
Stop.
In a boat, they swim.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not a movie.
Well, no, I'm just saying this is all I know from. You know, where sometimes they turn like they just can't handle anymore and they start swimming like they think there's a boat somewhere else. And I don't know. Yeah. Do you not see that part?
Okay. No, I haven't. But you know what? I believe you.
It's in something.
I have no doubt about that. It's definitely in something for sure.
I would not want to be a part of that case, though. That would be really weird.
Well, I know, but it brings questions up. The two of us locked in this room.
I'm not ever eating you.
Ever?
I will never, ever eat you.
Nikki, I want you to eat me if we're both dying.
I don't care. I would not eat you.
I want you to live.
Apparently, we have to get this out in the open just in case anybody ever wonders. I don't
want
to live if it means I have to eat you.
Nah, you're not hungry. You've been eating peppermint biscotti all morning.
We could live. Like, we're fine. We'll make it quite a long time, but I will never eat you.
Nikki, put you and I in a room for 2 days with no food. And by the end of the day, you're going to be like, are you going to die soon? I'm hungry.
I could see us getting snippy at each other. Perhaps maybe a light punch or two at you. But I don't think I'd ever try to take you out and then eat you.
This is my side of the room.
Yeah,
and
we'd have to separate.
Don't look over here. Don't look over here.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Don't. You do it.
And I know sometimes they say, well, it's better to just know ahead. I don't want to know. I'm not going to eat you.
No, I'm telling you right now. Just go ahead and dig in. Seriously.
No, because I know you like chicken fingers and it's just all
weird.
What,
you think it's going to be fatty?
No.
Is that the problem?
No, I'm just going to think honey mustard and about the time you got mad at the restaurant because they wouldn't give you an extra one. Like, we can't get over. We have too many food memories.
Don't you understand that, like, that means I'm seasoned?
I don't.
Like, you're going to take a bite somewhere and be like, I think I taste some honey mustard
and
here.
I won't be able to get over that in my head, so I don't want to know.
No, you'll be thrilled about it because you'll be like, there really is flavor in here, guys. It's good.
Nope.
Of course, once you come back to society, you can't be trusted because you'll start sizing people up like, oh, now that's a nice leg right there. It gets dark fast in here. It's not just during the winter either. It's all the time.
I don't want you to think about that. Don't think about it and don't bring it up again.
I will tell you, I've been squatting a lot, so I've got some good muscle that's coming in various places if you want to be able, I mean, there's a lot of protein there.
I wouldn't even know how to go about it. Just don't even want to think about it.
Okay. All right. But I'll tell you what, when we get in that position and you're like, well, I remember that one time he said, so is there any ketchup? It's cool. Just you do what you got to do, okay?
Yeah, now I can't get that out of my head.
It's all right. Don't worry, Nikki. Just hold your breath. It'll be over soon.
Well, then you'll eat me? I guess I passed away.
You got to do what I got to do. So, what? Why? It's not a big. You won't even know it.
Pick a nicer story to talk about next.
Like what?
I don't know. Find something quick.
Yeah, well, the internet's not that big.
Well, it just doesn't have to be this depressing.
Oh, I'm not depressed. I'm perfectly comfortable.
This is also depressing.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot.
But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.